Reflections and Echoes. It has been about a year since the first time I watched the What is Worship DVD done by Dan Wilt. My original review is available at kimgenis.com. I thought I had understood the concept of the Imago Dei, but today, as I watched this resource DVD again, I learned something from a fresh perspective. Wilt builds the scriptural portions of Genesis into an expose of the Imago Dei, then hands off the concept to N.T. Wright, who clarifies it by articulating the role of human beings as mirrors through whom the reflected image of God can shine. But Wright sees this as a two-way mirror. Not only does it reflect God's image to the rest of creation, which makes us His image bearers, but we are also to serve the reverse role of reflecting creation's praise back to God. Not only was this new to me, but it rather shook me to see that we hold a responsibility to exclaim the praise of creation back to God. He doesn't leave us wondering, but immediately refers us to the books of the Psalms and the Revelation. In the Psalms, Wright contends, the trees clap their hands and the valleys shout for joy and singing as a rudimentary expression of honor to God. But it is the work of the psalmists and the humans to bring that into articulate praise. Wright then quickly jumps to the Revelation chapter 4 text and explains that this is another example of how humanity is an agent representing creation and expressing worship with intelligence. The creation calls, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," but humanity clarifies the reason for this by saying, "You are worthy to receive praise because you created all things." What is additionally interesting about Wright's use of the mirror metaphor is that he continues this theme of humanity's responsibility when he writes the book, Simply Christian. In the first section of this book, Wright contends that another type of reflecting is going on, this time with a set of metaphorical echoes instead of the visual mirror. Wright's case is that those looking for God can see evidence of Him and His deep connection with creation by hearing the echoes of justice, spiritual hunger, relationships, and beauty as they sing an evidence of a divine source. What Wright has done is not only use excellent literary metaphors, reflections, and echoes, but teach us wonderful theology to both believer and skeptic alike. Ultimately, we learn that humans are given this task of standing on the liminal space between Creator and creation and bring them together in a brilliant kaleidoscope and resounding aria of glorious revelation, showing God's image to creation and declaring creation's praise to His ears.